Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, the campaign is always very honest with us, and they say Congressman Paul may be popping in for 5 minutes today. Regardless, he'll be on for at least 20 minutes tomorrow. A lot of scheduling conflicts, obviously, with the first Republican primary in Iowa. Ted Anderson of Genesis Communications is right now taking to the air with a huge helicopter towing a banner, the latest thing, gigantic banner. Go to RonPaulAirCorps.com or RonPaulAirForce.com to check out the banner, the info. We are now launching RonPaulWarRoom.com, RonPaulWarRoom.com. Press releases at TruthNews.us, going up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's up to you. You got the ball. What are you going to do? We've created the holes for you. Are you going to run through their linebackers and get us that touchdown? We are only 5 yards from the goal line. This is all just, whether we lose or win, we build our muscles, we get better. And, Kurt, I'm just very excited about the work you've done. It's great to work with somebody who's got a great attitude, and you're just fabulous, and I just want you to intensify your operations. But, again, I only stress, this is a site where you have your own blog, post on the main page. Go have a great time, ladies and gentlemen. You could even say the sun orbits the earth and that I'm a reptoid, but go ahead.
Well, hopefully they'll be talking about Ron Paul strictly and not talking about shape-shifting reptiles. But the point is, right now it's kind of skeletal, and it's up to the folks out there to go to the site and post. There's only like five or six stories up there, but you know, it's all up to the people. And once they get in there and start posting, this will be a dynamic information center for people to talk about Ron Paul.
And you were in the middle of updating when I drug you on air. You're going to add the maps, the battleground states, the links to all the other Ron Paul sites. People will notice we got links to all the other big sites, what the Blimp site, the Daily Paul, all that. We are just want to have a portal for everything Paul. And, you know, we spent weeks and weeks building the technology, the base, the backbone. Now we're going to put all the meat on it, and you can be part of founding RonPaulWarRoom.com. Spill into there. Become members. I want to see hundreds of posting members by the end of the day. Again, RonPaulWarRoom.com. Kurt Nimmo also has done a beautiful job over at TruthNews.us. All my crew works hard without me even having to buggy whip them. But, Nimmo, I've got to tell you to go to sleep sometimes. I love your passion.
Well, thanks, Alex.
Tell us a little bit more about the site, some of the stories you've got up there today.
Well, right now we've got some stories up there. Obviously, we have a story about what you were just talking about, Ted Anderson's, you know, his the Ron Paul Air Corps in Iowa right now. And the other stories are, actually, there's another story about that very same subject from Paul Joseph Watson. There's a story about how Ron Paul will finish the top three in Iowa. There's a video up there where Ron Paul appeared on Wolf Blitzer's CNN and Situation Room yesterday, so that's up there too. So you can post video as well. And there's just a bunch of smaller articles, but like I said, it's up to the people to go there and post the articles. And what we need to do is use this as a central clearing area for articles that go on other websites as well. Just plug in and put articles up.
Absolutely, and InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com. It's all of these strategic info weapon lasers all shooting together and combining. I hate to use the analogy, kind of like the Death Star, into one big beam just to blast the enemy. We need everybody to target right now Ron Paul War Room. We need viral explosion now. In fact, Nemo, would you like to... I'm going to say it, pilot to bombardier, and Nemo is the bombardier. Pilot to bombardier, are we approaching the target?
We are over the target. Right now the target's in Iowa.
All right, would you like to then release this hydrogen info weapon?
Bombay doors are open, Captain.
Fire at will, bombardier. I know, the cheesiness is out of control. That's why people like me. I'm a little kid, Nemo. You know that, don't you?
Of course.
Aren't we all? All right, my friend. Well done, Nemo. We will talk to you soon, my friend. I know you'll go right back to updating RonPaulWarRoom.com. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Dr. Rand Paul as we track election 2008 on the front lines of the Ron Paul Revolution.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the owner of this radio network, Ted Anderson, I called him about a week and a half ago, and I said, Ted, I'm too busy. I'm about to rent a few airplanes here locally to tow some banners. Why don't you take the ball with your bigger staff and your companies and put planes up all over the country, get, you know, put up the first few yourself, make the big banners, which cost thousands apiece, and get them up. And that's aircraft are taking off today. The latest thing is a big helicopter pulling a gigantic banner. Go look at video, photos of it at the website right now. Which is RonPaulAirCorps.com or RonPaulAirForce.com. Both will take you there. But it's Ron Paul Air Corps. Go there. We've got them set for New Hampshire. It's going up in Des Moines and Cedar Rapids today. And we've also launched RonPaulWarRoom.com, as you just heard me discuss. Now, Ron Paul does this about 20% of the time. Busy congressman, the rest of it. He reschedules. He's been on probably, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 times over the years. So we totally understand. He may be popping in for 5 minutes next hour. I tend to doubt that. They said maybe 20 minutes tomorrow. He'll be here tomorrow. He had to reschedule. But graciously, his son, Dr. Ron Paul, in his own right, Rand Paul, who's a doctor in his own right, an ophthalmologist, an eye surgeon doctor, joins us, and he himself is very well versed in the free market system and systems of liberty and a constitutionalist, literally a chip off the old block, a doppelganger of his father. I hope he doesn't take that badly. I'm sure he doesn't. And so he joins us for this segment. The next is very busy right now, obviously, with his practice and the rest of it. Rand, thank you for filling in for your papa.
Glad to be here. Glad to hear about the airplanes and the banners. That's exciting.
Well, we're just trying to do everything we can. We're throwing the kitchen sink at it.
Well, what we really need is if this energy can be transmitted and we can get enough votes today, I think they won't be able to ignore us. I mean, if we could get as high as third place, it would be tremendous. I don't want to set the expectations too high because there's always the chance you don't make it, and we don't want to lose the enthusiasm.
Well, Dr. Paul, I don't do pre-interviews, so we didn't talk beforehand. I was about to say, what do you think is most important right now? You got the floor.
Well, we got to get votes, and we got to translate the energy of all the people on the Internet, the $20 million that was raised last quarter. We've got to translate that into votes. Some of it, that energy, once that energy spills over into some of the mainstream media coverage, you know, yesterday was pretty exciting. You know, we just were flipping through the channels. We saw my dad twice on CNN. We saw a great interview where it was one of the first times I've seen on national television where a third party was endorsing and basically doing a justification of my father's policy, and that was Nick Gillespie from Reason Magazine. And he did an interview with Bill O'Reilly, and Bill O'Reilly can be tough because Bill O'Reilly is so much in favor of the Iraq War. He a lot of times doesn't let anybody get a word in edgewise. But Nick Gillespie did a great job of defending my father and talking about the foreign policy. And that was that's a big step forward. It means we're getting more press time, more air time, and it can multiply. Look at how Huckabee came out of nowhere and then all of a sudden is leading the pack. So I think you can come from 4% in national polls and go to 30%.
Well, actually, I hate to interrupt you, but you brought up two key points there. If you look at Carter, 1% going into New Hampshire. If you look at Clinton, 1% going into New Hampshire. More often than not, and I actually did some of the math, it's a little over 70% of the time, it is people from the back of the pack, and Dean almost did that back in 2004. That's where most of the time they come from the back of the pack.
Right. Well, I wish the media would somehow figure out that the initial polls that they base their coverage on don't always play out, and the fact that the polls are fluid once you give coverage. Because, like, say, 9 months ago, no one had heard of Ron Paul other than people like yourself and your viewership and people like myself and the free market kind of people. Very few people, you know, 100,000 people might have known who Ron Paul is. Now, probably 30 or 40 million people know his name.
Well, so, I mean, let's be accurate. I would say 10 million knew who your dad was and thought they were all alone. Now 200 million do.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the name recognition is enormous. I mean, just in my medical practice here, I have people who aren't coming in for political reasons to see me, but every one of them knows about his campaign now. And every, you know, I mean, the name recognition, just going into a restaurant with a pin on now, most of the people in my town, everywhere I go, and they don't have to know me in particular, will recognize the name, say, oh, my cousin's a fan of his, or I'm thinking about him. So, I mean, the name recognition is going through the roof, and we really have only hit the tip of the iceberg. When people thought, oh, let's try to raise $12 million in the third quarter, I have always been, not openly, but I'm always somewhat pessimistic. I'm like, surely there can't be enough of us out there who believe, you know, in small constitutional government and want to take our government back. And then we raised $20 million without one PAC money, one bit of PAC money, one lobbyist. It is just, I think, mind-boggling.
That's right, Rand Paul.
That much money.
That's right, son of Ron Paul, Dr. Rand Paul. You're absolutely right. It's not just the 6.8 million in one day or the 4.3 million in one day. It's the exponential curve that shows total victory if he had more time in just another month or two. But unfortunately, they've moved him up. Here we are. And they're pulling out every dirty trick. You know, you say you wish the media would figure it out. You're being kind. They know exactly what they're doing, trying to suppress and pulling every trick they can, but backfiring on them. You know, you're there talking about making history with the money. It is the fact, even bigger than the $6+ million, is that it was small donations. That dwarfs the $6 million. If it would have been $1 million in small donations, that would have been history. This breaks all records, and it's small donations.
Right, and I think that is such a huge story because, you know, when Kerry raised $5.7 million, probably over half of that was from political action committees, special interests, people who want contracts from government, people who want jobs with government. You know, you don't find, when I was in Boston for the Tea Party recently, I said, look, not one dime came from a lobbyist. Not one dime came from somebody with their hand out wanting something from government. They're all the Leave Me Alone Coalition. You know, from all different walks of life of people who want to be just left alone.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Rand Paul. Rand, I mean, we have to talk about dirty tricks. We have to prepare people for this. I've analyzed Iowa, so people smarter than I, when elections, it's very easy to manipulate, steal, abscond. We know governments do this. We know parties do this. We've seen open cheating from Florida to California in different caucuses, different straw polls, where they publicly said Romney can, people can vote 15 times, Ron Paul people can only vote once, or Ron Paul won, we're not going to release the results. But they're not going to be able to steal, or at least totally steal, New Hampshire because it is paper ballots. They're going to have to report at the central booking area. He's coming second or third place or fourth when he really wins. And, you know, they cheat with the polls of how they poll mainline parties. They poll people they polled before, who they know how they're going to answer. You know, we've gone over all that, and that really is real.
Right.
But I mean, how do we respond when even Russert's saying he may win or come in second place in New Hampshire? How do we respond today, barring a miracle, when they say fourth or fifth place in Iowa? And I'm saying go out and vote, do it, make it hard for him to cheat. A landslide's hard to beat. I know he's going to win Iowa. I know the grassroots is real, Rand. What do we do with these cheaters?
Well, I think the hard part about things like Iowa, where I agree, I think things are more secure in New Hampshire probably than Iowa. However, all elections, I think, are open to theft and stealing. What I would say, though, is that, and it's kind of the way our society works in a sense that most laws are obeyed voluntarily. We obey them, one, either because we're good people or because we fear the consequences of breaking the law. And in Iowa, if someone cheats and gets caught, and it's not out of the world that you don't get caught, people do get caught, you can go to jail. So there is some threat of deterrence. Now, does that stop people from cheating? Maybe not.
Well, Rand, you're right.
But I have to believe that there
people...
is at least some vestige of honesty in the electoral system, and not at all levels. But I really think it's going to be a little bit different than a straw poll in the sense where I think it's easier for people to justify cheating because they don't go to jail. And you can go to jail for election fraud. We've had people go to jail in Kentucky, Texas, different places. So they're, you know, if they're going to try to steal the election, they got to be aware that we're watching, and you can go to jail for election fraud.
There you go. You just stole my thunder. That was what I was interjecting, is that this isn't like past elections. We've had HBO specials, Lou Dobbs, talking about it. Now everybody knows there's election fraud going on here and there, and you're right, it's not everywhere. It's about 35% is infected. You know, they admit that's where they've got these special machines with no records, and then there's other problems. So you're right. They don't have air superiority to steal everywhere, and so we have to make them steal in public, and there's Ron Paul eyeballs everywhere, aren't there?
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's 1,800 precincts in Iowa, so it's impossible probably to have somebody everywhere. But I think the campaign does have a way of having things reported. And I'm not intimately familiar with all the details of how it's working, but I have seen that there have been efforts to have the phones and have all the different caucus leaders for Ron Paul call in the results. So I think there will be some separate accountability on this. And the other thing about the caucus and cheating within it, I don't think the cheating is going to go on at the local level or called in because, you know, the voting's done pretty publicly. You're voting actually, it's not secret ballot, you're actually voting in front of people. And the danger, I guess, is in the transmission or the tallying of all the different precincts. But, you know, as far as I know, there will be people at the headquarters where the phone calls are being called in and at the state party. So I think there are some checks and balances. And I don't know exactly where we'll turn out. I mean, I think if we're fourth or fifth, we have to not get discouraged and move on. If we're third, it's huge. But we're within the margin of being third. You know, their polls that they're doing have us at 9% and have McCain at 13%. But most of them show a margin of error of 5 percentage points. And so it's not out of this world that we could beat McCain and come in third in Iowa.
Dr. Paul, we've got a quick break, and then I want to come back for a final five-minute segment with you and talk about censorship. You know, Fox News, News Corp is a private company. They can do what they want until they claim they're being fair and balanced. That's false advertising. Until they claim, you know, that they're going to engage in an electoral service to the public to choose, and then they take the all-time record money raiser who's showing up 10, 12 points in New Hampshire, and they put people in the studio ahead of him with this debate, this forum coming up this weekend, who are lower than him in polls. They could put him in earlier because they thought he was going to lose and thought they could ignore him and give him less time. Now he's rising. They're scared. I want to get your take on what we should do, what you think Fox News is up to, how we counter this, from Dr. Paul's son, Rand Paul.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. And it's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeats are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Dr. Rand Paul says he can stay with us until about 45 after. Instead of me just sitting here being a blowhard, in the next segment, I'll go directly to your calls. If you have questions or comments for Dr. Rand Paul, a chip off the old block, son of Dr. Ron Paul, 1-800-259-9231. Only Ron Paul election questions, okay? We normally have open phones on any issue. This is about the campaign. Right now, we're focusing on that. 1-800-259-9231. I got to say that on air because we don't screen calls and they can do whatever they want, but I'm just asking for some self-control and discretion. That's what the Ron Paul Revolution is all about, controlling ourselves instead of having to be controlled. 1-800-259-9231. Rand Paul, the Fox situation. I know. This is desperation. And now ABC saying they may block him out as well. I guess it was okay when they thought he was in the doldrums and in the basement. But this, I think, is a major sign. They see his trend, his trajectory.
Here's one interesting take on this, though. Yesterday he was on Sean Hannity's radio program, and everybody knows Sean Hannity's no fan of my father's. He really, I think, has been unfair in his interviews in the past, talks over top of him, will not even ask him a question and hear a polite answer. During the Fox debates in the past, when my father wins the online texting poll, you know,
Sean says he's cheating.
Virtually apoplectic, you know, going crazy, saying, it's wrong, he didn't win the debate. And it's his own poll from his own station that my dad is winning.
See, Rand, you're being too nice. No, he says people are cheating when those are IP and phone number calls where you can only vote once.
But here's the point. Yesterday when he's on the radio with him, he was much softer, much more apologetic, and here's what he kept saying. Everywhere I go across the country, because he's been doing this book tour, the Ron Paul people come to me at every venue. Your people are everywhere, and they want to know why I hate Ron Paul. And so he was much friendlier, because you know what he sees? Is he sees that the conservative movement that has been supporting his book sales and other Fox book sales of their people, it includes a significant chunk of people who like Ron Paul.
Dr. Paul, I got to jump in here. This is incredible. I was going to bring this up earlier, but I didn't want to cut you off. Glenn Beck tried every attack, said Ron Paul supporters were terrorists, that we were all with Al-Qaeda. I mean, literally had guests on. He said that, said we have the military used against us. It blew up in his face. He got in trouble, and I wouldn't say a sizable portion. I'm talking half or more, and it's growing, and you're right. They're now having to capitulate. We've turned a huge corner. Folks, I'm not just putting, you know, hyping this up. What Rand just said is exactly what's in my mind, Rand.
Well, they also, not only did Sean Hannity seem to be a little friendlier to him yesterday, Bill O'Reilly didn't have him on, but had this editor, Nick Gillespie, from Reason. And why would he have him on to sort of justify this exclusion unless they're getting a lot of flack from our people? And I advise people, yes, send them polite emails, but saying, how can you exclude the guy who's going to raise more money in the fourth quarter than any other Republican candidate? In fact, he's going to be right up there with the top of the Democrat candidates for the fourth quarter. He's going to be right up there with Hillary Clinton for fourth quarter fundraising. And the fact that they're responding, though, that Fox has two people, Sean Hannity and then Bill O'Reilly, and Bill O'Reilly wasn't as mean-spirited as he can sometimes be. He was somewhat conciliatory and actually allowed someone who was in support of Ron Paul to give their premise as to why he should be considered. And so I think that's a change. I think that they also realize that our audience is an audience online. But you know what? People online, the people who follow my dad, are also the people who shop online, too, and buy things.
Well, Doctor,
they know that audience is also an audience that purchases things, and they need to be careful about making so many people upset in this country.
Well, Doctor, we all know that the connected internet, net-savvy audience, they've even done studies, is also much more wealthy on average, upper middle class. And, of course, he goes right down into blue collar and everything else. But the point is, Ron Paul has that middle class like nobody's business. He has both the groups that both parties have traditionally gotten people from. And so what you're saying about money and boycotts and mental acumen and not forgetting what people have done and boycotting, absolutely right. But expanding on that, they also, they keep saying it's the Internet. Well, in a good way, the Internet was the vector that brought the, quote, liberty infection, with Ron Paul just being the name of the disease. That's what the establishment sees it as. We see it as the white blood cell cure. And so what they're doing is trying to now say it's just the Internet. No, I don't see Ron Paul, Hillary Clinton signs now when I'm in New York. I see Ron Paul signs. I see Ron Paul signs everywhere. I hear Ron Paul being, Ron Paul, it's manifesting in the streets. Rand Paul, I want to get your take on that when we get back and take calls. Final segment with Dr. Rand Paul on the other side. Continual coverage of the Iowa caucus.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Well, it's just a real honor to be able to talk to a fabulous person like Dr. Rand Paul, son of Dr. Ron Paul, practicing physician in Kentucky, active in the different liberty organizations, heads up one there in the state. And that's why I love this job. I get to associate with the best people, the people of the highest moral standards, the people who I don't just agree with, the people that have the honor and the research and the integrity. I mean, it's just great to be associated with you, the listeners, and all of the station owners and people that carry the show and our sponsors and the crew I work with here in my office, Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, Aaron Dykes, Trey Kincaid. I can't list all my people in my office. There's now 12 of them, but it's just so good. And we're about to go to Harold, Dave, Eric, Dave, and a few others. But before we do that, anything else you want to add about the Fox situation? And then give us, not your prediction, but your dead reckoning, Doctor. And we know, again, nobody's got a crystal ball, but in your gut, well, first I'll finish up with Fox, but then in your gut, how do you see Iowa playing out? And then how do you see New Hampshire playing out? Where do you see this going?
One of the things about the Fox is the other thing is that the state chairman of the GOP party in New Hampshire has come out and told Fox that he does not want to participate, basically, with Ron Paul being excluded. He's also said, and several other of them have said, that they're cutting off their nose to spite their face because my dad's bringing new people to the party, disaffected Republicans, Democrats, switching party, independents, libertarians, and if they're going to basically shut the door and say we don't want new people in our party, they're going down to defeat. They have no chance of winning without bringing new people in. They also realize, or they think they realize, that if they anger my father, he'll be more likely to run as an independent. Now, I don't think anger is going to factor into his decision, but I would say that they are smart to try to bring new people in and to keep him in the debate.
Rand, are you reading my mind? Because I wanted to go to calls, and I wanted to bring forward the issue of running for a, you know, in the third party. I think your father has a responsibility if they shut him out and he only, you know, comes second, third place in a few of the other primaries in the next 2 months, just to educate and to build, you know, a Liberty Party, or to expand it and to keep the ball rolling, because he'll guarantee get 20-30% of the vote, or 40%, even if they try to cheat in polls. That's where he opens up. Even though there's not the machinery to win because of the corrupt party system, he will be forced into the national debates, and just the amount of coverage he'll get would be in the hundreds of millions of dollars for the Liberty Movement. I have to say, I don't think your father has, and I want you to tell him this, and I told him this a year ago privately. He had to run, not that he listens to me, but he has a responsibility to run as a third party. I know he can't come out now and say, look, I may do it, because then they'll say, oh, see, you're not even with the party. And I've seen him kind of soften and say, well, things sometimes happen. But bottom line, Rand, I mean, let's get down to brass tacks. You know he's got a responsibility.
Yeah, I think that's something only he can answer, really. But I would say that nobody predicted a year ago, or at least nobody really, really thought it would get as huge as it is now.
I did. I said it would.
All right. You're one of the few who understood how big the movement was. But the thing is that it has gotten so huge now that I think times do change, and I think that's why he hasn't absolutely shut the door on this. But I can tell you from participating in 1988 myself and seeing the drain is that we've gotten a million times more attention right now, and we also are fighting to win. We're not already thinking about defeat. We're thinking about winning the primary in New Hampshire.
No, I agree. You've got to play this ball game and then decide what you're going to do after this game.
Right. And until January 8th, I go to New Hampshire on Saturday, and I go there fully with the intention of trying to convert a few more hundred people to vote for my dad in the last few days, because that few hundred could make the difference. And it's a very small primary up there, and 40,000 votes could win the New Hampshire primary.
Folks,
you know, 30 or 40,000 votes might win the Iowa primary.
Folks, go to RonPaulWarRoom.com, RonPaul2008.com. We have big, fat links on all those sites where you can go see where you're needed in the primaries, what you can do. If you haven't jumped off the fence yet, or you support Ron Paul but you're waiting to see what happens, don't be a spectator. Get in the game. Let's jam some calls in right now. Harold in Texas, you're on the air with Dr. Rand Paul.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, and it's an honor to be on the air with two patriots like yourselves.
Thank you.
We're taking action down here in Austin, Texas. Let me tell you about what we've done. About November of last year, my wife and I launched a website, RonPaulBillboards.com, and our focus was to launch billboards in the early primary states as such as New Hampshire and Iowa. And I'm pleased to announce that on December the 14th, our billboard in Cedar Rapids was launched. It's a huge digital billboard scrolling eight different ads for Ron Paul, and we have a billboard in downtown Manchester in New Hampshire on Elm Street that's going to be launched tomorrow. And we are working and raising money for South Carolina billboards and Massachusetts billboards, and we're taking this nationwide. We're having a big effect. So I just want to tell everybody to go to our website, RonPaulBillboards.com, and join us in this effort.
Yeah, you guys need to listen up. That Austin Ron Paul group's a big group. I understand y'all had 2,000 or 3,000 people for your tea party there in December.
Yeah, Austin is the command base. I wonder why, but there certainly is a large group of people awake here. We've been doing our work. I've been interviewing your dad right here, just back when I was on one station, 98.9 FM, remember 12 years ago, and he helped bring the message. In fact, his district, before they rewrote it, came right into, you know, south of Austin. And so it is, again, back to your father helping build what's happening right here in Texas with the great people. Give out the Ron Paul Billboard website. Another example of the grassroots exploding.
It is RonPaulBillboards.com, and we are on MySpace also, /RonPaulBillboards. And come join us. We're having a big effect. We're already raised over enough money for a billboard in South Carolina, and we're moving forward. We want
now,
to
Harold, I would just ask this, because we put links up to your site and written stories about it. We do it all. We're trying to get all the Ron Paul. It's the synergy that has the power. Could you guys put a link to the Ron Paul Air Force?
Yes.
Because we need the activists to do that. This is an open space for everybody, but we need to have that interchange, kind of like plants and animals. One puts out carbon dioxide, the other breathes carbon dioxide. The plant puts out oxygen, and the animal breathes it. We need to get that cycle. It's that synergy that literally explodes the power of a thousand suns. Thank you for what you're doing, Harold. I want to move to three more calls fast. You've got to go in just a few minutes. I hate to hold you over, but your comments on synergy, Doctor.
Well, I think that's the whole thing, and the remarkable thing. I liken the Internet to sort of Adam Smith's invisible hand, because it has a purpose, and the purpose is working its way through, but it sort of is somewhat invisible, but somewhat multiplies the efforts of all of our people. And, you know, the invisible hand in Adam Smith was a profit motive. But the interesting thing about the profit motive was that people worked for their own self-interest, but in doing so, they helped the common interest much more so than socialism, where the first thing that they thought about was the common interest and not the self-interest.
Well, it's all in our individual interest to have liberty, and we work for that, then everybody else gets liberty.
Exactly. And the common interest ends up, you end up getting the greatest liberty for the most people when you have people each striving for their own liberty.
A rising
tide. But
the cool
thing on the Internet is just the viral capacity of things to multiply out there, to find new people. I mean, people we never knew were our allies are finding us now through the Internet and through this information campaign.
Well, a rising tide raises all ships. And this is it, folks. Dave in Philly, got to move quick. The doctor's got to go in just a few minutes.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Thanks for having me. I want to thank both of you guys for everything you've done, and I want to ask Dr. Rand Paul, I'm worried about, you know, election fraud. You've seen John Kerry sort of just let his election get stolen.
A dive. Ron Paul won't do that. See, you can't just rig an election. You got to rig the candidate, too. Doctor?
Well, I think, you know, we're right to be worried about it. All I can say is, from your local angle, the best thing to do is participate in your local election, become a poll watcher, go down to wherever they're counting the votes and stand there and watch them. And you're allowed to do that. In most states, you can stand there and watch. And we did have a congressional election stolen from us in the 1970s. But you know what we did? We had 3,000 poll watchers the next time around, and we stood in every precinct. And instead of losing 2,000 to nothing in a precinct that was a precinct that wasn't going to vote for us anyway, we'd lose 1,000 to nothing because they weren't able to steal the extra 1,000 people who didn't show up.
Beautiful. Dave, thanks for the call. Yeah, they really hated it when Dr. Paul did what he did in his first deal in Congress, so they came back, tried to hammer him down. It didn't work because he just came back again. And I don't agree with a lot of what Nietzsche had to say. I read three of his books, but starting in high school, but the one thing he did say was that does not kill you only makes you stronger. And the Founding Fathers repeatedly said in different ways that all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. So, yeah, there's fraud going on. The answer is swarm it. I mean, what does the body do when it gets invaded by strep? White blood cells go in, don't they, Doctor?
That's right. You got to keep fighting. And, you know, I think that's when people talk about the dangers of campaigning, potential violence, things like that. What you have to do is you have to believe that a cause is worth fighting for, and you just move forward.
It's called commitment, and you and your father and everybody are committed, and that's what's beautiful, and we're committed. Eric in Connecticut, got to move fast. He's got to go in a minute or two.
Hey, guys, I pray for God to put the armor of his protection around you both, and Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to mention that Ron Paul is an awesome man. I think he's doing a great job, and I also am a longtime member of the National Rifle Association. I look in the First Freedom, and I don't see any support for Ron Paul. And gun owners out there, you have to get wise. You have to do your research. Understand that the NRA is a backstabbing organization. Do your homework.
That's a good point. I've really been disappointed with the NRA, not even inviting him to their forums. That's just ridiculous. But you know what it's all about? My father has voted against every federal restriction of firearms ever introduced in Congress in his 20 years, and you know that he has continued to vote this way. Even when the NRA is in support of things like trigger locks and different things like that, my father has the guts to vote against these bills. But you know why the NRA hates him? They don't understand anything about states' rights, and the NRA wants the U.S. Congress to restrict lawsuits in state courts against gun manufacturers. Now, my father and myself and all of us think it's absurd that you would sue a gun manufacturer for making a gun that a criminal uses. That's absurd.
But it needs to be a state law. But let me expand
exactly.
on this.
Exactly. The Constitution says Congress can restrict the federal courts, but Congress has no jurisdiction over the state courts.
Let me expand on this. It was formed after the Civil War as a federal auxiliary for martial law. We actually had their founding documents. They supported the 33, 34 Gun Control Acts. They wrote the 68 Gun Control Act out of the German. We've had the head of Gunners of America with the documents here. They finally, I knew this 15 years ago before I was on air, and Larry Pratt wouldn't talk about it. He said, we don't want to seem nasty. Now they're being nasty. We need to be. It's our Second Amendment. And the NRA is a gun control group. They supported the Gun Control Act in 94. They supported the new one in 2000. They just supported the Veterans Disarmament Act. It's not the members. The NRA is the largest gun control organization in the world. Rand, I'm sorry, that's the facts.
Well, you're right. And the NRA, not only do they not allow my dad to come to their forums, they actually endorsed his Democrat opponent in his congressional race last time around.
Who was anti-gun. We actually, some little pig lobbyist. Final call, Dave in New York. Quickly, I've got to let the doctor go.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm a firm supporter of Dr. Paul, and I believe that this movement we are seeing is not about Alex Jones or Dr. Paul. It's about freedom, education, and divine justice. I say this as a preface to a concern of mine. I do not wish to say anything that I'll take away from the movement. However, since this is an info war about seeking truth, I cannot have prejudice to any of the facts and where they might lead. I found a video on RonPaul2008.com titled Ron Paul TV Special for Iowa Part 1. In this video, Dr. Paul flashes the devil horn hand sign that I've seen Bush, Clinton, and so many other of the world elites using in public forums. I do not think this is a coincidence. However, I will continue to stand behind Dr.
Finish your written statement, sir.
That's about it.
Hey, thank you for the call, and it's only because the doctor has to go. This is his lunch hour, but if he wants to miss that sandwich that's sitting there, that's fine. I'm guessing I got mine here, too.
Yeah, the only thing I'd say about the last call is, one, I don't know anything about what that hand signal means or anything. I can assure you my dad's not in some sort of evil cabal or anything, but if he made some kind of gesture with his hand, I can assure you it's purely innocent.
Well, I know your dad's really healthy, but I saw the video, and when he's waving, you see the two middle fingers go halfway down, and I've even caught myself, no one else has caught it, on my TV show, accidentally make that, and then people think it's like Bush, but by accidentally, like my fingers don't fold all the way down, I don't put my finger there, you know, to make it like Bush and all these others do, and it is weird how they do it. You know, I mean, it's, frankly, I don't want to get into this, but I've been in a lot of fist fights growing up. I've got early onset arthritis in this hand because it's been broken about 15 times, and it's hard for me to even stretch my fingers out. I try to stretch them and stay in shape.
Alex, it's hard for me to believe that you were a pugnacious youth. That's just hard for me to believe.
Well, my point is, I've looked at your father's hands exactly in photos, and
right.
I know he's healthy. I don't know if he ever got in fights, but it does look like there's some arthritis there. Does your dad have arthritis in that hand?
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, all I can say is whatever it was unintentional, and he would probably, if you told him this, he would have no idea what you were talking about as far as any kind of special science.
Well, I just know that what I have in my hand, even though I've been to the doctor about it, pulls my middle fingers down. I don't know how to, like, because I broke the knuckles in and the tendons. Well, you're a doctor, but I know I have Dr. Vise, but you have the, you know, general residency. You know, the tendons are down in between the fingers. You know how that happens?
Right.
And I don't want to have certain, but I looked at your dad's hands. They look a little knobbly. Did something ever happen to them?
Yeah, he's had surgery for trigger fingers and things like that, where your fingers are sort of bent down and they don't work as well. But
see, I'm not claiming to be a doctor. I just recognize my hand versus his. It looks the same.
Right.
So he has had surgery. I didn't know that. Well, that's what it looked like to me. There you go. Rand, I'm sorry to end the interview on something as ridiculous as that. But RonPaul2008.com, in closing, anything else we can do to help the campaign?
Get out the vote. Do your best. I'm really excited. I think we're going to surprise some people. And I, you know, that my dad says we'll do better than expectations, and I think we will surprise some people.
All right, Dr. Paul, thank you so much. And I'm told you're happy to pop in for about 10 minutes tomorrow to give us your analysis of developments.
Will do.
God bless you, sir.
All right.
Take care. There goes Dr. Rand Paul. Ended up keeping him about 5 minutes longer. I heard some nurse or something in the background talking to him. My brain works pretty good sometimes, and I saw the devil horn thing. He doesn't bring the fingers down and touch him. He doesn't bring his thumb over to hold him. And people say, well, that doesn't matter. You can have the finger out to the side. There's a photo of a devil worshiper doing that. Folks, you look at his hands, they look like hell. I can't imagine if I lived to be 72 with mine, and I guarantee you he played baseball, folks, sports. He did boxing. And I guarantee you, if you really ask, Ron Paul's been in fistfights. I bet you my bottom dollar. You break your hand a couple times, you have problems. You try having broken fingers every few weeks when I really got into street fighting. Almost like a sport. I mean, I have smashed hands. My right hand is completely smashed. And it even gets, I'm probably going to be having to have surgery. And I also had a finger cut off, or almost cut off, dangling, helping some people when I fell off a boat once. And I know what it looks like, and my middle fingers pull down. And so I'm just, if you really look at my hands when I'm waving them, my right hand kind of looks like a claw. Well, Ron Paul's hand. I hated having to talk to Rand like that and say, has your dad had problems with his hands? Your dad had those broken, hadn't he? Dad, your dad had surgery on those hands. And there you heard Dr. Paul tell you, yeah, he's got his hands are hammered to hell. Whatever did it, his hands are hammered to hell. And so because an old man waves his hand and his middle fingers go down halfway, you say he's a devil worshiper. You guys don't have any discernment. None.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Yeah, for those of you that don't have your tendons off your knuckles, because your knuckles have been bashed off on people's faces, then you just don't know what it's like. Or who haven't slid into first base hundreds of times, breaking your fingers. That's probably why his hands look like claws. I've never wanted to talk like that. Have you looked at his hands? They look like a buzzard's hands. I mean, let's just start talking for real. I wondered why he did that, and I analyze it when he sits down on shows and lays his hands. I watch those middle fingers and that pinky curl back, and I go, ooh, that hurts. You know why? Because every day and every time it gets cold, my right hand aches like absolute, just like it's in frozen water, and it wants to turn, and I, every day I try to stretch my fingers back. And I knew it. I looked at his hand, and it just looks like absolute hell. And that's the word. That's what it looks like. I'm just so sick of it. Can't you go tell people they're putting poisons in vaccines? Can't you tell them they're getting rid of our borders? Can't you warn them about the Federal Reserve and cover some real issues? Or does it have to be in our patriot movement that the sun orbits the earth? Or that aliens run things? Or all of this bull? I mean, can you just fight for the Republic? Can you just, I mean, I never wanted to cover Bohemian Grove. I didn't believe it was real until people told me it was in the media, and I snuck in, and it was true, so I reported it. So, yeah, that stuff's going on, but it's not Ron Paul. You think the New World Order is going to have somebody bear fruit like he's done? The New World Order cannot do consistently good. It's always evil. And let me tell you who fits the M.O. of evil. Not you, caller. You're just parroting what was said. I heard you're real self-righteous and voice shaking and, you know, wanting an answer, and you sounded reasonable. It's just so stupid if you had the grasp. But I used to not be dumb about this stuff, too. I get smarter every day. I'm still not that smart. There's still that cued in on what's going on. It's a process. But the people that put it out know absolutely what they're doing. Because you notice all they do is attack others in the movement and bring up stupid, spurious stuff. Now, either they're feds, and that's the minority, but they start it, or they're nuts. I mean, I'm so busy now that I won't allow myself 20, 30 minutes of entertainment a day to watch people who attack me and stuff. I have to admit I find myself scouring the Internet trying to find it because I laugh, but I realize that's sick. It's not funny. Last night I couldn't help it, though, man. I was sent this clip by somebody, and then I found a bunch of others. And, I mean, plus one of my children was sick, so I was up till about 2 in the morning. And I was watching this one guy, and I mean, it was the craziest stuff I've ever seen. White supremacy. And of course, you wouldn't call it this. Whites are this, and we shouldn't race mix. We need to stay in our own area. Whatever. Just so weird, the mix. And then the sun orbits the earth, and it goes up and down on this bobble, and just nutty, you know, chibble chobble energy or something energizes nuclear weapons, and it's Jesuit magic. I mean, dude, these people are just and then the Jew hater crowd. I mean, it's not, see, now that's the feds, because you can legitimately talk bad about Israel and talk about all the horrible things they do and the corruption and the mafia that runs it and how it's bad. Then that crowd that says Jews literally drink blood and are actually like some demon species, which is ridiculous, they will then attack you for legitimately criticizing Israel in an effective way. See, they don't want you effective. They want you running around going, the earth is the center of the universe, which is, by the way, what the Catholic Church said wrongly. You know, Jews drink blood and just, you know. And then Ron Paul, a devil sign. All I see is an arthritic hand with fingers pointing different directions. His fingers are crooked, man. They go one direction and turn another.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.